UBiden wethule lokhu izolo kusihlwa kwele Melika edale leCongress lapho watshele khona abantu bakwele Melika ukuthi usezamile kusikhatshana engene ehofisini ukuguqula indlela ilizwe ebeliphedwe ngayo nguhulumende kwaye ngumongameli uMnumzana Donald Trump. UBiden owethule umbiko lo phambi kwamalunga edale leHouse of Representatives laweSenate amalutshwane ngenxa yesimo esibi sokumemetheka kwegciwane leCOVID-19 uthe ungene esikhundleni sikamongameli ngesikhathi umemetheka okwethusayo umkhuhlane wecoronavirus.
After I promised we'd get 100 million COVID-19 vaccine shots in the people's arms in 100 days, we will have provided over 220 million COVID shots in those 100 days. Go and get the vaccination. They're available.
UBiden uthe kulenhlelo ezinjengokunika abantu imali ebizwa ngokuthi yi-stimulus package ethulelwe abantu ukuze baphume kulokhu ababhekane lakho. Uthi uhulumende wakhe uzimisele ukulungiselela abantu impilo engcono ngokuba lenhlelo ezinjenge-American Jobs Plan okumele ipasiswe lidale le-House of Representatives lele-Senate.
This is the largest jobs plan since World War II. Creates jobs to upgrade our transportation infrastructure. Jobs, modernizing our roads, bridges, highways. We kept our commitment, Democrats and Republicans, of sending $1,400 rescue checks to 85% of American households. We already sent more than 160 million checks out the door. It's making a difference.
UBiden uthe ilizwe lweMelika selibuyela kunhlelo ezinjenge-Paris Climate Agreement yalahlwa nguhulumende kaTrump. Ukhulume njalo kabanzi ngokwehlela uGeorge Floyd owabulawa lipholisa eMinneapolis abantu batshengisela emgoqweni besola izenzo ezimbi zamapholisa. Kodwa omele ibandla lama-Republicans uSenator Tim Scott wethule imibono yebandla leli ngokukhulunywa nguBiden usole kakhulu amanye amazwi kaBiden.
Democrats want a partisan wish list. They won't even build bridges to build bridges. Less than 6% of the president's plan goes to roads and bridges. It's a liberal wish list, a big government waste, plus the biggest job-killing tax hikes in a generation.
Wotabuka eZimbabwe ohlala kwele Melika, uMnumzana Raphael Mthombeni, unqonqe kakhulu okwethulwe nguBiden.
Uqinisile lapha uMongameli uBiden ngomsebenzi asewenzile nge-100 days. Uqinisile sibili ukuthi yena engena ukhangele kakhulu i-vaccine le ukuthi abantu bahlatshwe bavikelwe emkhuhlaneni lo okhona.
Uphinde wathi uBiden ukhanya ezimisele ukusebenzela uZulu.
Kanti-ke njalo nxa ikhuluma ngokuthi i-economy, siyabona ukuthi abantu bathola lokho kuthiwa i-stimulus. Baphiwa izimali zokuthi lakhathesi lokho esikhuluma nje bayazuza abanye laba abangasebenziyo, laba abangela ama-rents. Ngibona ngathi lapha uqinisile sibili kakhulu, uyichaye ekhaleni sibili kakhulu.
Lokhu kusekelwa ngumnumzana Busani Mbuso Ntini laye ohlala kule Melika.
Singakhangela i-American Families Plan, leyo itsho ukuthi mina ngokwami nginje abantwana ngisemsebenzini sebengathola ama-daycare abambekayo, ngoba kade sama-daycare amaningi uyathola ukuthi umntwana ole 1 year kusiya kubo 6 years uyabe ebhadalelwa ama-$1,000 a month for i-daycare. So lokhu kuzanceda ukuthi ama-daycare cheaper. Njalo abantu abaningi xa ethuza qhatsha amanye ama-teacher, lokhu kuyatsho ukuthi abantu abaningi bazathola imisebenzi.
Bekugcwele abezomvikela kudale le-Congress ngesikhathi uBiden esethula umbiko wakhe kulandela ukuhlaselwa kwendawo le ngabalandeli bakaTrump ngozibandlela lonyaka befuna ukuvimba ukubalwa kwama-electoral votes. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseMaryland, ngingoGibbs Dube.